USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Title 42 restrictions are ending Thursday, and the Texas governor is sending in the National Guard.
With the expected surge this week at the border, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has unveiled a new specialized border response force called the Texas Tactical Border Force. He announced it this morning at the Austin Bergstrom International Airport.
The Texas National Guard is loading Black Hawk helicopters and C-130s, deploying specially trained National Guard members for the Texas Tactical Border Force.
The Texas National Guard will protect the Lone Star State border. President Biden's 1,500 troops he's bringing in will reportedly be doing paperwork. I'm Lance Pry.
The Republican-backed Secure the Border Act, which was introduced last week, is receiving a veto threat from President Biden. The bill is aimed at cracking down on the flow of migrants over the U.S.-Mexico border. According to the administration, the bill would cut off access to humanitarian protections for migrants, make processing less efficient, and cut funding for programs that help local governments deal with incoming migrants. The White House is urging Congress to act in the wake of this weekend's mass shooting in Texas.
When we have 200 mass shootings in less than 130 days, more than one a day, this is a crisis. Congress must do something about it.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre criticized Republicans in Congress for refusing to take up gun control legislation. Closing arguments have wrapped up in the civil rape trial against former President Trump. A lawyer for E. Jean Carroll told jurors his client was exactly Trump's type. Trump denies any wrongdoing and claims Carroll made up the story to sell copies of her book. Jury deliberations will begin tomorrow. And Twitter accounts that haven't been active for several years are going to be purged. CEO Elon Musk said users may see a drop in their number of followers. This is USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love
them. As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs says her state's ready for the end of the COVID-era migration restriction program, Title 42.
Arizona communities will once again be responsible for managing the influx of migrants entering our southern border. The state of Arizona stands ready to assist our border communities and NGOs in any way that we can.
Even so, Hobbs does not believe the federal government is ready for the expected influx of migrants who are going to cross the border. President Biden will discuss border issues with the president of Mexico tomorrow ahead of the end of Title 42 on Thursday. Mexican President Obrador said the two will hold a discussion over the phone about immigration and fentanyl trafficking. New rules for airline accountability have been outlined by President Biden. The proposals include changes in the way passengers are compensated for flight delays.
If your flight is very delayed or canceled, and the airline could have prevented that, from you deserve more than just being getting the price of your ticket. You deserve to be fully compensated.
Airlines would be required to offer compensation beyond refunds, which would include the cost of hotel rooms, meals, and transportation for controllable flight cancellations or significant delays. The National Association of Government Employees is suing the Biden administration over a law that sets the nation's debt limit. The union says the law is unconstitutional because it gives the president and treasury secretary the authority to decide which payments to prioritize if the U.S. hits its debt limit. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.